You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And what did Paul say about giving of money?
保罗在这里非常清楚地提到一件事情，金钱的奉献不是律法，而是恩典。
Very clearly, Paul said here that the giving of money is not a law,
but grace.
那么律法、恩典这两个词呢，是保罗惯用、喜欢用的两个词句。
These two concepts and words are very often used in Paul's writings.
在保罗的观念里面、思想里面，什么叫做律法？
What is law in the thinking of Paul?
就是一个信仰里面的义务，或者是一个宗教的一些条规。
It is an obligation. It is religious rule.
什么叫恩典呢？
But what is grace?
恩典是信仰里面的权利，也是一种生命的享受。
It is a privilege in our faith and is something that we can enjoy.
许多人都知道我跟师母结婚之前我们有八年的爱情长跑。
Many of you know that before we were married, Mrs. Lee and I dated for 8 long years.
假设那八年，
我是假设一个情况，让大家了解什么叫律法，什么叫恩典。
Allow me to make an analogy so that we can understand the difference between law and grace.
我的准岳父准岳母呢，看看我还蛮喜欢的，觉得这个人还不错。
Let's say my future in-laws looked at me and thought this was a nice young man.
但是他们很保守。
But they are conservative.
有一天就把我叫到他们旁边。
So one day they call me before them.
我知道你对我的女儿有意思。
I know you are serious about my daughter.
但是你们现在还没有结婚。
But you are not married yet.
所以我们要约法三章。
So we have to establish these rules with you.
你每一个礼拜只可以见我的女儿一次。
You can see my daughter once a week.
那么一次只能够一小时。
Only for 1 hour.
你答不答应？
Will you agree to such a rule?
那比没有好，对不对？ Better than nothing. 所以我就答应了。
It's better than nothing, so I agree.
这叫什么呢？这叫律法。
This is law.
那么因为叫律法呢，就不知不觉常常会犯法，所以常常不止一个礼拜见一个钟头。
Because it is law, then very often you will have transgressions, so we would meet each other for longer than 1 hour.
终于有一天呢，我实在耐不住。
And one day I cannot stand it anymore.
就鼓足了勇气，就跑去找他们。
So with a burst of courage, I went to see them.
请他们结束这个漏规。
I asked them to discontinue this rule.
他们答应。
They agreed.
我说很好，把女儿嫁给你。
Say you can marry her.
当我们结婚了以后。
After we're married.
她不是一个礼拜只属于我一个钟头。
She doesn't belong to me only 1 hour a week.
当我的准岳父母告诉我说我可以得着她女儿的时候。
When my in-laws told me that I can marry their daughter,
从此以后24小时她属于我的。
Now she is with me 24 hours a day.
这个叫什么呢？这叫恩典。
This is grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在神的面前可以享受他给我们的恩典，但是我们却常常活在律法的里面。
Very often we can enjoy a status of grace before God,But we treat it as law.
弟兄姊妹，金钱的奉献不是教会的一个律法，而是神给我们的一个恩典。
The giving of money in the church today is not a law, but a grace.
非常有意思，刚才我们读过的十五节圣经里面，虽然我们知道是讲金钱的奉献，但是钱这个字呢，一次都没有出现过。
It's very amazing in these 15 verses, even though we know clearly what Paul is referring to,The word money is never mentioned.
但是恩典的恩却出现四次。
But the word grace appeared 4 times.
如果各位看中文圣经的话，第一节有一个恩字。
In verse 1, we see grace.
第二节乐捐的厚恩又有一个恩字。
And in verse 2, in the Chinese version, welled up in rich generosity also has the meaning of grace.
第四节准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，又有一个恩字。
In verse 4, again in the Chinese version, for the privilege of sharing, that is also a grace.
第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典是第四次。
And then in verse 9, we see again the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那么请注意第六节和第七节，中文说词汇的事，在英文是用两个 grace 来代表。
And in verse 6 and verse 7, we also see the word grace in English.
所以我们在这里看见保罗一直把我们的注意放在恩典的上面。
So the emphasis of Paul is upon grace.
奉献不是条规，不是律法，奉献乃是一种享受，是一种恩典。
Offering is not a command, it's not law, but a grace for us to enjoy.
但是讲到奉献和恩典的关系的时候呢？
We talk about offering and grace.
我们常常说奉献是一种报恩的行为。
We say that offering is a way for us to repay God's grace.
因为神给我们太多，所以我们就接受这一点点的奉献，代表我们感恩的心。
Because He has given us so much, we bring back a portion to repay Him.
我记得我们结婚25周年的时候。
I remember during our 25th wedding anniversary.
我说很难得有这个25周年，所以我很想买一个像样一点的礼物送给师母。
I thought to myself, it's very rare that we have 25 years of marriage, so I want a gift that is, suitable for the occasion.
但是送礼呢，我是很没有构想，很没有 idea。
But I am a person who do not know how to give gifts well.
但是谢谢我们家有一个非常有构想的一个成员，就是我们的老二。
But my second son knows how to give gifts very well.
所以我就去请教他。
So I went to learn from him.
我说 Chris, 我要送一个礼物给我的给你妈。
So I said, Chris, I want to give a gift to your mother.
哎呀，他很兴奋。
He started to get excited.
所以我们就约了有一天下午一起到 Burlington Mall.
So we said, let's go to Burlington Mall this afternoon.
那么我们都到了 Burlington Mall, 我们停了车要进去的时候。
After we parked, as we are about to enter the mall,
后来 Chris 就问我一个问题。
My son asked me this question.
他说爸爸你要买多少钱的礼物
？Dad, how much money are you willing to spend?
我最怕他问这个问题。
I was afraid of that.
但是这个问题他还是错了。
But he asked.
后来我很勉强地告诉他，我说100块。
So gritting my teeth, I said $100.
你知道他说什么吗
？You know what his response?
他看看我。
He looked at me.
他说爸爸。
Said Dad.
25年只值100块啊。
You're only willing to spend $100 for 25 years?
我永远不会忘记他那个很失望，也有一点点看不起我的那种神情。
I remember his facial expression seems like disappointment as well as a little bit looking down.
但是对我来讲非常非常深刻的印象。
It left a very deep impression on me.
没有错，数目代表你心里面的感受。
Yes, the number actually will represent what's in your heart.
当我们在神的面前摆上的一点，不管物质上的也好，钱财上的也好，时间上的也好，生命上的也好，都代表我们对接受奉献的对象的一个评价。
When we give something to God, whether it be money, time, or other things, it represents our feeling towards God.
弟兄姊妹，我们会奉献。代表我们知道怎么样感觉神的恩典。
Our ability to give represents that we can express our thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都了解刚才我所说的。
You all understand what I'm saying.
我们知道我们奉献是一种感恩的一种反应。
We know that the act of offering is a reflection of our thanksgiving.
但是，弟兄姊妹，当我们看刚才所读的《哥林多后书》第八章的时候
，But when we read the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians,
保罗完全没有提到这一方面的教训。
Paul did not talk about this.
是的，他提到恩典。
He talked about grace.
但是他不是提到说奉献是对恩典的反应。
But he didn't say that offering then is a response to grace.
因为保罗在这个地方提醒我们那个奉献更高一层的意思。
Because he is taking us to a deeper level of the meaning of offering.
当然，当我们讲到奉献是对恩典的回应，我们都知道，都了解。
Yes, we all understand and realize that offering is an act of repaying God's grace.
保罗在这里告诉我们什么
？But what is Paul emphasizing?
保罗在这里乃是告诉我们说，我们今天会奉献，能奉献，可以奉献。 本身是神的恩典。
He is trying to show us that very act that we could participate in offering is a grace from God.
今天我们可以把我们一点的感恩、一点的物质、一点的心意献在神的面前，这是神给我们无限的机会和恩典。
It is God's grace that we can indeed come before Him and give Him a portion of what He gave us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们知道奉献是恩典的时候，
So when we truly understand that offering is grace,
在教会的里面，奉献多的人就不会骄傲。
Then those who offer more will not be proud.
今天我们在教会里面看见。
Sometimes in the church today we see,
时间摆得多的人。
Those who put more time and effort in the church,
金钱摆得多的人。
Those who offer more money,
他就觉得比别人高一等。
Will have a tendency to feel that they are better.
弟兄姊妹，奉献是恩典。
But offering is a grace.
没有可夸的。
It's nothing for us to be boastful.
如果我们真的看见这一点，
If we truly see this,
教会还要大大的蒙恩。
Then the church will be greatly blessed.
奉献不是宗教的仪式，奉献乃是一个属灵的侍奉。
The act of offering is not a religious ritual, but actually a spiritual service to God.
保罗在这里一而再、再而三提到奉献是一种侍奉。
So Paul mentioned again and again that the act of offering is also service.
很多人以为收到礼拜堂来奉献只不过是一个节目里面一部分，一个宗教仪式的一部分。
Many people feel that offering is just a part of the worship service and part of the ritual.
十多年前有一个第一次接触基督教到教会里面来，在我们教会聚会。
Over 10 years ago, a person came to the church this first time in a church setting.
那个时候在乌本旧堂。
We were still in Woburn.
他坐在那里很好奇。
This person was very interested in what's going on.
因为他从来没有参加过基督教的活动。
Never been in a Christian setting.
突然有一段时间，他看见大家传袋子，传一个袋子。
And then he saw these people passing the offering bag.
他就非常非常注意到底他们在干什么。
So he was trying to see what was going on.
就发现每一个人都把手放进去。
He discovered that people were putting their hands into the bag.
后来等到那袋子到他面前的时候
，So when the bag reached him,
他要把钱手放进去。
He put his hand in.
那么他在放进去以后，就在里面捞了一把抓出来。
And he took out what's in the bag and he put it up.
他一看，哦，是钱，又赶快放回去。
He saw it was money, so he put it back.
哦，他原来是钞票。
So, oh, it's money.
后来他就很不好意思，因为旁边的人都看到他。
He was very embarrassed because others saw him.
散会的时候，他在门口一直跟我道歉。
So after the worship, he was apologizing to me.
哎呀，我印象非常深。他说：“李牧师，我实在不懂得你们的规矩，不懂得你们的规矩。”
He said, "Pastor Lee, I really do not understand your rules."
当时我就告诉他。
So I told him,
这不是规矩，这不是仪式。这是基督徒侍奉神的一个机会。
This is not a ritual or a rule. This is actually an opportunity for us to serve God.
在第四节，英文怎么翻译呢 ？The privilege of grace. 这一个奉献乃是神给我们的一个特权。
In verse 4, the English version says they pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing.
当我们想到侍奉的时候
，When we think about service，
保罗也提醒我们，跟爱必然有关系。
Paul reminds us that it has to be linked with love.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们奉献一点金钱
，If today we offer some money，
我们如果没有一些爱的顾虑、爱的参与，弟兄姊妹，原谅我说，我们宁愿不要奉献。
If the offering is not accompanied by love, then perhaps we should refrain from participating.
第八节，保罗说，我是要用别人的热心来看你们那个爱心的实在。
Verse 8, Paul says, I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others.
当我们想到奉献和爱的时候
When we think about offering and love,
我们要问我们爱谁呢
We have to examine our love for God.
我们到底要爱谁呢
Who do we love?
我们记得彼得曾经三次被耶稣问说你爱我吗
Perhaps we remember Simon Peter was asked three times by our Lord Jesus, Do you love me?
当彼得回答说我爱你
And when Peter says, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣马上说你喂养我的羊你牧养我的小羊你喂养我的羊
And the Lord Jesus replied by saying, Feed my lamb, feed my sheep.
喂羊
是侍奉。
To feed the lambs and the sheep is an act of service.
侍奉跟爱不能脱节。
But we need love in order to serve.
但是请注意，耶稣不是问他说，你爱我的这些小羊吗？
You remember the Lord Jesus did not say, do you love these sheep?
对我们来讲，这是很合逻辑的事情。
To us, perhaps this is more logical.
我非常爱台北的人。
I love the people in Northern Thailand.
所以我就奉献一笔钱给台北的福音工作。
So I offer this money for the work in Northern Thailand.
我非常爱我的同胞骨肉在中国大陆。
I love my kinsmen in China.
所以我就奉献一笔钱给 FEBC, 让他传福音给我的同胞。
So I will make a special offering to FEBC so they can broadcast the gospel to China.
这是合理的，不是吗？
This is logical, is it not?
但是圣经上不是这样讲。
But the scriptures do not teach this.
圣经上不是说你要爱台北的人，所以你的奉献才有意义。
The scriptures do not teach that you have to love the people in Northern Thailand, then your offering will have meaning.
耶稣问我们这些奉献的人。
Jesus asked those of us who offer money.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱主吗？
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主，你就奉献给台北的人。
If you love the Lord, then you can make an offering to the people in Northern Thailand.
侍奉和爱主是不可以分开的。
So we cannot separate service with love.
爱主是侍奉的动机。
To love the Lord is the motivation for our service.
爱主也是金钱奉献的动机。
And to love the Lord becomes the motivation for us to give our money.
我们常常在奉献的时候唱将心给我。
Very often we sing the hymn, Give me thy heart, when we collect the offering. What does that mean?
就是说当我们奉献的时候不要忘记我们是为了爱主而做的事情。
It is to remind us that when we participate in offering, we love the Lord.
所以金钱的奉献是不可以用强迫的。
So therefore, we do not compel anybody to give.
因为时间的关系我不能再多讲。
Because of time limitation, I have to go on.
但是让我们在神的面前记得，奉献，金钱的奉献是一种侍奉，是一种恩典。
But let me re-emphasize, for us to offer is an act of service to God.
第八章第十节，保罗说，我把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益的。
In verse 10, Paul says, here is my advice about what is best for you.
今天我在这里跟弟兄姊妹分享我心里面的负担，我有一个很强的信念，是与我们弟兄姊妹有益处的。
Today, as I share this message with you, I have this strong feeling that what I say is best for us.
刚才讲到我老二，我再想到一件我老二的事情就做结束。
I have mentioned my second son, and another event just came into my mind.
也不是 just came into my mind, 其实我准备下来哈，因为每一次我跟我的儿子一起出去吃饭。
Every time when I have an opportunity, I go out and have a meal with my son.
最后付钞票的时候。
When we have the bill,
我很怕他在我旁边。
I'm always concerned about his presence next to me.
因为他一定要看我到底给多少小费。
He always looks over my shoulder to see how much tips I'm leaving.
你知道吃的少就无所谓。
You know, if you eat a small meal, it doesn't matter much.
人少也无所谓。
If there's a small number of people in the meal, then it doesn't matter much.
如果那天吃的很多，人也很多，哇，那个小费按比例算起来就很惊人。
But if there were a lot of people in that meal, or we ate expensive items, then the amount of tip proportionally became a large sum.
每一次他在旁边看我，一定要到 15% 以上，他才满意。
Every time he looks over my shoulder and makes sure that I give at least.
我这两天在准备这个信息的时候想到这件事情。
As I was preparing this message, I was reminded of this.
我就在想为什么他会那么大方。
And I thought to myself, why is he so generous?
为什么 generosity? 你看这个乐捐的厚恩在英文就是 generosity. 为什么他会那么 generous, 那么大方?
Why is he so generous?
我想到两个原因。
I thought of perhaps two reasons.
第一，他做过这个事情。
First, perhaps because he's been a waiter.
因为他做过 waiter, 做过在饭馆里面做事。
He has indeed been a waiter in a restaurant before.
他知道拿到小费的快乐。
He knows the joy of receiving a generous tip.
他知道那些很小气的客人给他带来的伤害和痛苦。
And he knew those people who were stingy about tips will indeed hurt those who served them.
最糟的，有的人不给，不是不给小费，而是给一毛钱小费，那最恐怖的，最恐怖。
The worst is not those who did not leave any tips, but perhaps leave an insulting amount.
所以他知道，所以他晓得这些 waiter 很辛苦。
He knows how hard the waiters work.
当我们知道真正需要的时候，我们里面的心就会更大。
When we truly understand the need, then perhaps we become more generous.
第二，为什么他会那么大方呢？
The second reason I can think of,
因为钱是爸爸的。
The money is dad's.
但是弟兄姊妹不要笑，虽然钱是爸爸的，但是爸爸是他的，你懂我的意思吗？
But you have to understand, even though the money is dad's,Dad is his.
这一句话，当我在准备的时候，我知道会引起你们的笑，但是我希望引起你们的想。
I know when I mention this, you would smile and laugh, but perhaps more so, I want you to think.
他很大方，因为他知道这个钱是爸爸的，不是他的。
He's very generous because he knows this money that's to be given is not his, but his father's.
今天奉献的难处在哪里？
What is the difficulty for us to give today?
就是觉得这是我的。
Because we feel this is ours.
这是我的。
This is mine.
弟兄姊妹，奉献不是给神，奉献是还给神。
Offering is not to give something to God, but to give back to God.
今天我们真是把很多上帝给我们的恩典，把它看成据为己有。
Today, very often we view the grace that God has given us.As something that rightfully belongs to us.
我们没有时间再继续讲下去。
I'm running out of time.
但是求主帮助我们。
But may the Lord help us.
让我们了解起码一点点今天早上奉献金钱真正的意义是什么。
So that we can at least understand a little bit the meaning of giving.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited.And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.